So as long as I can remember, I've kind of wished to live life in a musical. And this might seem like an odd thing, but it was kind of normal in the Capelli household. My dad, though very masculine, has admitted to loving show tunes. And from a very young age, we were going to see the latest Andrew Lloyd Webber. And I guess Cats to a 9-year-old is really cool. But anyway, I grew up just really loving this, but getting sidetracked. And finally, when I got to college, I see these flyers, auditions, all-female musical sketch comedy troupe, which you're thinking, like, how can that exist? I mean, that's a pretty random thing. But I went and on a whim decided to try out. I had never sang in front of people before, never done anything musical. And somehow, like through butchering Lean on Me, they let me in the group. And great audition song, by the way, especially when you kind of suck at rhythm by me. Lean on me. See that? It's a miracle. It's a miracle. But somehow, in spite of my spasticness, they let me in this group. And for four glorious years of writing musical parodies and skits and things, I got to live my dream, basically, of living life in a musical. And but unfortunately, all good things must come to an end. And college did, and I moved here to start medical school. And I don't know if you guys know much about medical school, but it's not really a musical-friendly place. people are sick, people are dying. I mean, besides rent, no one really goes there with musicals. So I was pretty bummed out. I was pretty bummed out for a while. But then I remember the whole time in my life where I was just happy with, like, cheesy, I know, but the music inside. Like, my life could be a musical and no one would necessarily have to know about it. So now, if you ever see a girl in business casual attire and a white coat walking down Calvert Street in the morning, kind of skipping to herself, you know, enjoying the great mornings of our lovely city, you know what I'm singing in my head.